This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, you're not going to bring us in? Huh? You can't. Oh. I thought it was hour number three that you were going to bring us in on the power hour.
Okay. Freddie, this is Barton Hahn, and it's ESPN Radio on ESPN app, XM Radio, Sirius, and on your smart speaker. Of course, we're Barton Hahn. You can hit us up on the numbers at 888-729-3776. And yes, it is the third hour. And the third hour, we all know, is the power hour. I think I bust an aneurysm. Hour, because I haven't eaten today. I'm trying to fast, so
why
I can be rippling still. I want to be rippling still in sex appeal when I go to Greece. You know what I'm saying? I got to get some of the body fat off.
You really are very random with everything that you do.
I am.
You know that? Man. Like, you are so random. Like, you go from like, oh, I got to eat a lot because I got to get all the calories in it. And then it's like I'm fasting. Like, yeah. You are the ultimate extreme.
In Tuesdays, I play basketball, too, so I can be ready for the rematch.
I'm glad you're finally playing basketball now.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I'm taking it seriously. Nah, son. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen.
Now that Key and Jay have zero interest in playing us again.
It's like when Rocky.
We'll both be ready.
It's like when Rocky lost to Clubber Lane. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, I go out here. I can do it. And he underestimated, you know, where his body was.
That is a great comparison. You did not have the eye of the tiger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, they took me back to the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? I got my edge.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot damage your reputation, Bart Scott.
I love in that movie where Paulie is in the gym with Apollo and all the guys, and he's like, I have a reputation to uphold. I don't like these people. And Rocky looks and goes, maybe they don't like you. What did I do to them?
Right, like the what did you do to them? You don't like them.
It's such
what did
a
do to you?
Subtle little thing where he's like, I don't like these people. Like, it's Paulie was one of the brilliant characters ever in cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say we were presented by Progressive Insurance? Did you get that part?
Oh, man. Did I? Man,
you're asking me.
We're almost
there. Listen, this
man.
Is Barton Hahn Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle a motorcycle, RV,
well, you
boat
didn't have to
insurance.
Do all, that.
All you got to do is visit progressive.com.
Pause for production. Let me ask you a question, Bart. Are you excited that Jacob DeGrom, you as a Mets fan,
No.
Jacob DeGrom had his first.
No.
He threw for the first time and hit 101.
Nope.
Why no?
Because I don't like the reports coming out that somebody's going to steal us and outbid us and he's going to go to Atlanta. I need to talk to Jacob DeGrom before we even go on out there. Are you with us or are you not with us? Because if we go and get Scherzer and then you leave to go to Atlanta, we thought we were going to have a tremendous pitching rotation. You break all that up, son. No, man, we need to holler at you first, Chief. Matter of fact, no, you ain't pitching nothing. How much you need? Nah.
Well,
no, you want to come back to you? How much you need?
Buster only did report, tweeted this on Saturday.
I don't like it.
There is a perception in some corners of the industry that if Jacob DeGrom follows through with what he said in the spring and opts out of his Mets contract, the Braves will be the favorites to land him.
Nope. How much you want right now? Right now. Nope. We ain't even going. I ain't playing this game, son.
No, you know
right
what?
Now, the problem right now, is, I'm the only one. I'm
you
only
already
one.
Played it.
No, I'm the only one.
You already played it, though. You already played it with him.
No, that's why he's not happy. No. I see this gleam in your eye, Alan.
What gleam?
Because you're like, Mr. Buy Anything. See, so now I'm nervous. Now I got to go get Castillo just because I need a backup.
Who do you have to get?
Castillo.
Castillo.
I used to have a Casio keyboard.
Yeah, I had a Casio also at the time.
Castillo.
Yeah, keyboard, little calculator.
Listen, well, Lacto. First of all, Lacto, where the hell you been all show? This supposed to be, we wrote this whole show in three-part harmony, and you ain't tapped in yet.
Welcome
to the show, Lactavius.
He waited for this.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. That's what Bart does. He lurks. But wait, you're avoiding now the actual conversation here. Because this is a reality that is a concern and a legit one. If you listen to the whispers around baseball, it is not a given that Jacob deGrom is going to remain a Met after this year. And I'm not saying it with joy and gleam and all that stuff. I'm saying it with, like, legit concern. Like, here's a franchise that might feel like we better win now. Like, now. Because you don't know if you're going to have the DeGrom-Scherzer 1-2 punch that you thought you would have. He could walk after this year. And that's a major concern.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the problem was you didn't take care of him when it was time to take care of him, which, if you're the Yankees, you better be watching this.
They gave him 142. They did. He got what he asked for.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is he? Is he not the best pitcher in baseball?
Well, he's a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years. He's a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years.
Well,
he won't play that game.
Well, Anthony DeComo, but just quick up. The Anthony DeComo reports from MLB.com, by the way, that he will most likely be on a five-day schedule. So his rehab assignment looks like, I think, Friday he'll pitch again. And then his return by the end of July. So by the end of this month, he could be back, and you could see him maybe even against the Yankees, which we should go to that game.
When is it?
And then obviously Scherzer working his way back as well. So, I mean, the Mets will get him. You'll have a whole second half of a season to go with him. But how much longer will he be in a Mets uniform? And like Buck Showalter, I was reading the New York Post, Buck Showalter apparently wasn't thrilled that he was hitting 100 and 101 on the gun because they want him to kind of, you know, dial it back a little bit.
And listen, that's his ego. That's his ego. He got to stop that, man. We talk about the health of you long term. We just watched that happen in Syndergaard. And that's why, listen, that's why you have to sign DeGrom. And you listen, whatever. All right, let's play this game. Let's play this game, Atlanta. Big bank, take little bank.
Uh-oh.
Let's play that. Okay. You want to go there? Don't hurt yourself, son.
They just
lost
Freddie Freeman.
I don't care, but don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself trying to swim in a big boy pool. I'm 14, Billy. Holler at your boy. I don't care what it costs. It's no way in hell I'm gonna
lose. You think this would
Matt
see,
Harvey,
to me?
I'm gonna lose Syndergaard. No, hell no. He's the one. No, he's a lifer. What you need? Sorry, DeGrom. We sorry we hurt your feelings. What you need, son? You want 300?
Maybe it's not about the money. Maybe it's about the organization.
Maybe it's about
where he's at.
He has to love this organization.
Maybe he's just in. He doesn't love all this.
How can he not love this organization? This town has loved him. The Mets aren't under the scrutiny that the Yankees are under. They ain't no pressure cooker, right? Listen, he gets grace. Everybody here loves Jacob deGrom. You hear me, Jacob? They love him around here. They revere him. They respect him. And if the respect level is that he ain't got the cash yet, well, guess what? Put both your hands out, and I'll drop a check there. You know what I'm saying? I'll drop that Titanic blue diamond in your hand, baby. Don't even worry about it. If it's about the money and the respect, we love you here. And if it's about the winning, we about to win this year. And guess what? We're going to give you that cheese on the taco, and we're going to keep winning.
It's interesting to think about, really,
it's no way
him
in hell.
Walking away from this.
And then you end up with Scherzer, who's
finally
older.
Get,
no, yeah.
Well, think about it. The Mets finally kind of get – out of the dark ages of the Wilpon ownership.
Great manager.
And, yeah, I mean, you've got yourself right. You've got Buck Showalter, a great manager. You've got an owner that is certainly willing to spend. And you've got a team that clearly is a good team.
And it's his team.
And yet he's kind of looking around like, I don't know if I want to be here.
Nah, hell no. No, we about to give you that cheese on the taco, son. You know what I'm saying?
So your prediction is this isn't going to be an issue. They'll get to the offseason. They'll take care of it.
Not at all.
He'll opt out. He'll see what's out there, but he'll come back because the Mets will outbid anything that anybody else offers.
All I would say if I'm Cohen, please, Jacob, give us – we're going to set the market high as hell. But if you still want to go out there, give us the last opportunity to bid. We will beat anybody's offer. We love you. We respect you. And we're going to win with you. And you're going to create a legacy. And you're going to change this town from a Yankees town to a Mets town. This is going to be our era. This is going to be our era that we had when the Mets dominated, when they had Strawberry and they had the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Him.
The pitcher. You mean Doc Gooden?
Yeah, Doc Gooden.
That guy? Or David Cohen. Which one were you talking about there?
Doc Gooden. But listen, we have to do our due diligence. That's why we're gonna go out and get Luis. We're gonna go get Luis just in case you go full Kyrie on us.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I wonder if there is concern about DeGrom. And what Buster tweeted there was kind of cryptic, but kind of not. He was basically letting you know that he probably will opt out, and the Braves
ain't going to let him go in a division.
Would be all in on bringing him in there.
Yeah, all in.
And he might not be so thrilled with staying in New York.
Yeah,
that remains to be seen. So what is your level of concern for losing Jacob DeGrom?
Call in our people.
888-729-3776.
Because I'm going to tell the Braves that's what Uncle Drew told everybody else. Hold my nuts.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, coming up also in, what is it, a week or so? It's 2 weeks, Bart, is All-Star Weekend for Major League Baseball. And so we're waiting to see who the contestants will be for the Home Run Derby. Now, Pete Alonso said he's definitely going to consider it, and Pete Alonso's put on a show, right?
Yeah, we passed that.
What do you mean you passed that?
That's like Michael Jordan, you know, or like, you know, when you win a couple of these, you don't have to do it no more.
Oh, so you don't want to see, I don't want, Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge? You don't think that would be a fun thing?
Man, Aaron Judge ain't getting that. Last time Aaron Judge did that, he almost threw his back out. He wasn't healthy for the whole next half of the season.
So you're stealing my thunder then, because that's what I was going to say. I thought you'd be all in on Pete Alonso. Because he loves to put on the show.
Pete, we passed that, Pete.
So you don't want to, all right, you've completely blown up this segment. Because the whole plan here was knowing you and how you've been with the Pete Alonso's better than Aaron Judge and all that stuff that you were promising was going to guarantee and going to happen by the end of the year and all that stuff. Now you're not into this. I thought you'd be so into this because I was going to tell you this. Aaron Judge should not be in the Home Run Derby.
Hell no.
No way. With the year he's having,
yes,
no chance. Should he go to this thing? Because we see that guys go to this thing it's
outside
either
of Pete Alonso.
Either you're fatigued, either you get an injury, whatever it is, it does mess up a lot of guys.
It's like the Madden curse, man.
And he's having too good of a year, man. Like he's on pace to break that Yankee record. But
once again, Alan.
What now?
It's like your unknown bias. Like you saying Aaron Judge shouldn't do it because he's having a great season.
Yes. What?
But you fail to recognize the great season that is the number one RBI leader, 12th in OPS, 22 home runs, 5th. Uh-huh. Man, you failed to say, no, Pete Alonso shouldn't do it because he's having a great season.
Did you say
Aaron Judge is having a great season? No, I don't.
No, clearly you don't.
Yet?
Because I said to you I was expecting you to be all in on this, and I was going to tell you why it shouldn't happen. But I'll tell you what, you know who should be in it? There's a player in the sport that has never been in it.
Yep.
But if he's ever going to be in it, it should be this year. In L.A., Dodger Stadium, the big stage, Hollywood.
Yep.
You should be in this Home Run Derby, and he's not.
Of course.
You know who that is?
Such a disappointment.
Who is it? Guess who I'm suggesting.
It's the supposedly best baseball player in the world whose team is never playing for nothing. So who cares if he tanks at the end of the season, because they ain't going to win nothing anyway. They got to figure out how they're going to sign Shohei, you know what I'm saying, figure it out. Of course, man. Trout is like LeBron James. He teases with this crap all the time. Like,
that's a good comparison, although at least LeBron James wins championships and plays deep into the postseason, and you can understand why he'd want to take a weekend off and relax. So Mike Trout has in the past, including I think two, three years ago, said, you know, it's something he thinks about and he knows one day he probably should. That's a LeBron line. Well, this year he was asked, are you going to be in the Home Run Derby this year? And he said, probably not, because he wants to take the time to spend with his family.
Ooh.
This is why he's a terrible face for baseball. Terrible. This is why if I'm Rob Manfred, I'm like, is this guy serious? Like
Tatis has been hurt. But
how many times do you just keep telling your sport, I'm not interested in promoting you? I'm just here to play baseball.
Here to collect checks.
I am not here to help my sport grow. No interest in it at all. Like, it's just like, give me a break.
That's why you have to build around Shohei Ohtani.
I understand you want to do a family.
That's why Shohei Ohtani has to get the hell out of the Angels organization so he can be that face of baseball. You need to put him somewhere. He needs to be a Yankee, be honest with you.
Where? I mean, a Yankee? I mean, there's a lot of places that he could end up.
He needs to be a Yankee or a Dodger, be honest with you.
A big market would be something.
Or he needs to go to Boston so he can pester the Yankees and be like the evil empire killer.
So why does he got to be Boston?
I'm just playing. I said Yankees first.
Boston has enough. No, but doesn't it bother you? Doesn't it bother you a little bit about Mike Trout? Like, shouldn't somebody? Man, I'm curious if anybody would actually call him out.
How many people, if they're walking on the street, would know who Mike Trout is?
No idea. But he likes that. That's what he wants.
Right. He wants to get the bag and his money. Because if he cared about winning, he would have went to the Phillies. If he cared about winning, he would have went to the Phillies. If he cared about it, he would have went to the Phillies.
No, that's
instead of taking the money, he would have went to the Phillies. Phillies had mad money. They end up getting Bryce Harper. They would have gave him all that money. He's a huge fan, always at the games, at the Eagles games. But if he cared about winning, he would have went to the Phillies because he knows it is no way in hell that the Angels ever have a chance of winning.
No.
They spend all that money and they don't win crap.
And you're in your market, even though it's Anaheim, but they consider themselves an LA team. It's at Dodger Stadium. It's a huge stage. It's Dodger Stadium. I mean, it's historic. And here's your chance to do something that makes everybody look, and you're like, I'd rather spend time with my family.
Yep.
Like, I get that. That sounds great, and it's hard to criticize a man who wants to spend time with his family. But on the other hand, I'm like, dude, you're not that far from home.
Yeah.
And it's a home run derby. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
When are you going to sell your sport? And if you don't want to, say that.
Yeah. So we can move
something,
on.
But
listen, man.
We all got to move on from this.
Bro, we're waiting for Acuna. We're waiting for Juan Soto. We're waiting for Tatis to take that mantle so we can have a young, exciting person with personality that's going to do the commercials, that's going to do the interviews, that are going to be someone in front of the camera. Because right now, Trout.
He ain't it, man.
Yeah, he ain't it.
He is such a disappointment. It's such a shame. He's such a disappointment as an ambassador to the sport. An incredible
disappointment. And at least Barry Bonds was a jerk, and people didn't like him, but he still sold the sport by his ability. And if Trout's supposed to be so great, why isn't he selling the sport like Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds was with the Giants, but he sold the sport. People watched him play and wanted to see him play, even though he wasn't going to say nothing or they was going to piss people off. Like, he doesn't even pique interest. Like, yeah, when is the season that we had that we watched like Barry Bonds had? I haven't had no seasons like that.
That's why people got mad when I was talking about how Judge being as valuable as Trout. I would never. It's like, understand, Judge does so much more than just what he's doing on the baseball diamond. You got to go beyond that. And who was it that we had on that got just so frustrated when we had who are we talking to?
It wasn't Buster, was it?
Tim Kirkshin.
Oh, okay.
You could just tell, like you know, he couldn't understand it. I'm just like, I don't mean on the diamond. I mean value to your team. You know, but still, that's a tough one. So, again, we'll get off the Trout thing because it's not worth it. But DeGrom not staying with the Mets beyond this season, it is a reality. Charlie in New York wants to talk about it. Let's go back to the calls and talk to Charlie. What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's going on, y'all?
Good.
You got it.
What's happening?
Bart, this is more of a question for you, bud.
Yep.
You think that DeGrom wants to stay with the Mets after all the losing seasons and all the losses and everything that against his record?
Well, why would you want to leave now that that's changing? Like, to go somewhere else where it's unknown.
How many years that it's changing?
But it's because ownership.
I'm a Yankee fan, brother. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to get here.
But ownership is changing, right? Owner is changing. So the way that the Mets go about business, everything about the Mets have changed. The manager has changed. The leadership, the structure has changed. They brought a guy like Max Scherzer in so he can have somebody that is not all on him, right? They went out and got Lindor. They're spending money. And this guy is willing to spend more money.
Well, they got to spend it on him now. They're spending money everywhere else, but not on him.
They don't mind that. They know that he's going to opt out, and they're going to be able to give him whatever money he wants. But why lead a team when it gets good? When you save all the toughness, all the hardship.
No, we shall see. But Lamar in California, he's a Braves fan. Very interested in this DeGrom conversation. Go ahead, Lamar.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I gotta say that he probably wants to play in a better atmosphere. I mean, I love how the Mets fans are acting like they're not nervous. When the Braves are chomping at their heels right now. And I think the tears of Freddie Freeman, you know,
are
making way for new blessings. And he'd come on and join us.
Freddie let you know that he regrets leaving there.
Listen, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Because you ain't got more cheese on the taco than we got. So don't hurt yourself.
So you're expecting DeGrom in the end will just take the money because Cohen will give him way more than anybody else.
Is it just about the money?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's not just about the money. I think it's about both. We're talking about the atmosphere because Freddie Freeman left.
The Braves just won a World Series.
What I'm saying, okay, so what if the Mets win a World Series this year? You going to walk away from that?
No, that's why I just said, didn't I just say that earlier in this segment? Like, how important is it for the Mets to feel like you really got to do something special so it'd be hard for him to leave?
But even if you don't win it, if you look like you're going to win it, and you got the money, and you got the structure, and this team looks like, oh, man, for the next couple of years, we got everybody signed up. Whatever we need, this guy's going out to get. If they start spending money like the Dodgers, which they are capable of doing.
He has been.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So what are we talking about? Why would you want to leave that atmosphere? They revere you. The same way that the reason Freddie Freeman left and he was crying, not because he won the championship.
But you don't know some of the other things going on behind the scenes. You have no idea. This guy has been through some injuries. He has been one of the best pitchers in the sport.
Yep. And now we're
looking around him like, I don't like how things are handled around here.
And now we're putting up points. Yeah, and now we win it. Now we win.
It's a team actually that can certainly provide runs.
Excuse me, don't they have the best record in don't they have the best record?
Rob's in New York.
What are you talking about?
Rob.
I'm here. I'm still in New York. Hey, look, I'm a Red Sox fan, but look, I like DeGrom. I think he's got to stay. You got a perfect team right now. They're playing great. Why mess it up? Why not stay? You know, you could make yourself a legacy. Have an extension and just ball out with the team that you've got.
That's the thing that makes this so curious, Rob, is that's the legacy thing you bring up, staying with that one team. He has already been here once in a World Series, right? We know he's experienced that kind of a run. He knows what that feels like. All these years later, you feel like is there stability or at least financial stability in the organization? Yes. So all these things make you wonder why, if Buster is hearing this,
it was 2015.
It kind of makes you feel like what happened.
It was 2015. 15. It was 2015.
Yeah,
that's not an eternity ago. Like 2015, and we got a chance to go back this year. Like, come on, son. No. We got what you need. What you want.
You're about
holler
to,
at me. Talk to me.
So you're just about, Cohen just needs to understand you're going to have to write a very big check to keep this guy from leaving.
Does he not have the best manager in the game or one of the best managers in the game?
I really like Buck a lot.
Okay, so he has one of the best managers.
Okay.
It's New York. When you win in New York, is this not one of the best places to win in?
Do you know that's what he wants? Do you know that that stuff matters?
So what does he want? He doesn't want – so what you're saying is he doesn't want a good manager. He doesn't want the financial stability of being the highest paid pitcher in the league. He don't want the opportunity to win a championship. He don't want the opportunity to be part of a run where he has 3-4 years where this team is going to be able to win and win a championship.
Once again,
what else would you want?
What do you
want? He want better weather? What are you looking for?
Maybe he does. That's what makes this
Atlanta
year
has a lot of pollen.
Mets.
There's nothing good about that. It's going to mess up the sinuses.
They do have good wings, though, I heard. Lemon pepper. Very.
Listen, it ain't beating the strip club over in Long Island City. Poliqua, Polita. Let me tell you something. There's some special stuff going on in some of the strip clubs around here in New York. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why he does that.
Lacto, what are you talking about?
We have your calls on this DeGrom potentially leaving the Mets. And also, the flirtation continues between one Knicks player and Donovan Mitchell. What does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. It's summertime, and with everybody home, I end up at Home Depot a lot more than I want to. Honey-do list.
Doers get more done, baby.
One thing after another. That's all I've been doing.
The honey-do list.
Getting things done. Right. How honey-do lists get done. But on the list of things for the Jazz to do this offseason as they're going through their rebuild, which it seems like that's what it is. They just hired a 34-year-old head coach who everybody, you know, feels like is going to be a brilliant head coach, but still like 34
how long is the contract?
I think it's a 5-year deal, right?
Yeah, I think they gave him a long deal. That lets you know that they want to give him some job security as they tear it down.
Danny Ainge is now running that organization at the very top. And what's really interesting to watch is what he's doing is very similar to what he did in Boston when they brought in Brad Stevens, who at the time was the youngest coach in the league. And they went through that rebuild in the first year where they just had to, you know, they moved. This is the whole Windy thing from last week, which I thought was just a brilliant thing that he did on First Take. But they moved KG and Pierce, if you remember, to Brooklyn and got all these draft picks and reset what they needed to do.
Yeah, man.
Cap space, all that. And look how it worked out, right? Yeah. So the Jazz moved Rudy Gobert, which everybody was just...
that's laughed. Great.
It wasn't that the trade was crazy. It was what they got for him, which was unbelievable.
What did they get for him?
Four first-round picks.
Yes.
And two of them were... or was it three that were unprotected? So lottery, no lottery, don't matter. Like, it's gone.
It's crazy.
I asked the question on Twitter after that. And I didn't ask it to a specific fan base, but because so many people follow me on Twitter, it's like, you know, from the Knicks perspective, because of what I do for the Knicks on MSG, the response was a lot of people thought I was just referencing the Knicks. But I just said this, four first-round picks, three unprotected for Donovan Mitchell, ? I said, do it was one option for the poll, or pass, that's an overpay, was the second. Out of almost 10,000 votes, how many do you think, which percentage do you think was for do it and which percentage for pass?
I'm going to say it's pass because Knicks have scar tissue from the Carmelo trade.
Well, I got a lot of those responses. Yeah,
I would say that, we're going to pass.
It was 70-30. 70-30, do it. 70%.
Oh, 70% said do it?
Said do it. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, a couple hundred. There's almost 10,000 people voting.
The Knicks have the picks, right?
Oh, that's one thing they do have.
They have the picks to give. I mean, what player did they give up for Rudy Gobert?
Patrick Beverley was one.
Yeah, man. Poor Patrick, man. Poor Patrick.
Yeah, I know.
He put his heart and soul in Minnesota. They thought they were building something.
He was all in with them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The big guy that they got, Walker Kessler, Auburn.
Shooter, right?
Big guy, but he's a really talented big man. They're taking 22nd overall in the draft. Malik Beasley was the other well-known player. He's a rotation guy, but Beasley's a good player. But Beverley, he's a piece, but you've got Conley, you've got
But here's the thing, like
if they're moving Gobert, you got to feel like, well, they're probably also willing to move Donovan Mitchell. Woj has said that they plan on building around him, but there keeps being this caveat of unless they can get an offer like they got for Rudy Gobert.
Right.
So that's why I asked the question. So it's four firsts, three unprotected. You'll obviously have to give them some players. But if you saw what Rudy Gobert, you didn't send back anybody that's an all-star. You didn't send back a significant talent.
Yeah, so what
Beverly is a glue, tough, you love having him, but you know, we're not talking
he's
about
PJ,
a...
He's PJ Tucker, but he's always on a different team. Every blue moon, every other...
That's what I'm saying. He's a good guy, but he's somewhere else. Right, so it's not like gutting your roster. It's more like gutting your collection of draft picks. So... I'm asking this question. If you're the Knicks, he's from New York. I mean, Miami Heat are apparently another team named in this thing. But I have heard that this has been a discussion and a debate of, is it worth it to give up that much draft capital for a player like that? See, and I say yes.
Here's the thing. If you're a team that's close. See, like when you look at Minnesota, they think they're close. I mean, now they have two.
Well, it's win now for them. Yes.
They have two big men that's both getting paid over $200 million.
I know. They just gave Carl that.
And that's the luxury of having Anthony Edwards, who you don't have to address his contract for at least two more years.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's the beauty of that. And let's see if D'Lo can have a bounce back season. I don't feel like he has been the player that he was when he was with Brooklyn. But
they can move on from him. You know, obviously they can, they don't have to stay with him. But
yeah.
All right, but, so you're – you, but you – sorry. See, to me, I don't look at it as a – I don't think Mitchell is a final piece guy for a team. I think he's more
He is for Miami.
Gets you established. Oh, no. For Miami, that would – that'd be an interesting fit because what do you do with Butler? What do you do with Lowry? Like, that's a lot of guards to fit in that little space there.
Yeah, Lowry
– And Utah would have to take back – you know, you're looking at
– Take back Lowry.
Duncan Robinson – You're looking at that. Like Tyler Hero, certainly. Do they want players or do they want picks? I don't know what Utah wants.
Well, but you can get – but Tyler Hero is a guy that, you know, thinks he's a starter. You can make him a starter.
You just want sixth man of the year.
Yeah, but you can make him a starter, right? He's under contract right now, right?
Yeah, but
I get it.
He do?
I get it. You got Tyler Hero. You know what I mean? He's a – He like his swag out there is like weird. It's like putting Zoolander out there and like the like he's only time he's happy is during the Sundance Film Festival when he can go flex his outfits. But you know, you look at, you know, him, you know, Duncan Robinson, you know, we know Bam is untouchable, and you know, maybe they take Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Tyler Hero is eligible for the rookie extension. So has he gotten it yet? I have not seen a report that he has gotten it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that either.
So it's a 5-year $188 for him. He's due for that.
But look how much you're dumping. You just dumped $253 with Rudy Gobert, and you're going to dump another $200 million with Mitchell.
Bottom line is that does Utah make a move here, or do they just? Oh no, we're going to rebuild with Donovan Mitchell. If you're Donovan Mitchell, want that?
It depends on what they have. If they trade some of those players they got, like a Patrick Beverley. If you trade a guy, you know, again, like maybe Beasley or the, you know, the great big man, you say he's a talented big man. Well, if you call Phoenix up and say, hey, we'll give you all some of these draft picks that we have. Yeah. We'll give you this talented big man, right?
All I'm saying
is – And we give you Patrick Beverley. So now Chris Paul don't have to worry about him blowing in his ear no more.
Well, look, all I'm saying is that is a situation everybody's watching. Like Wendy said, what's going on in Utah? Keep paying attention to that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls on this because I want to know, is Donovan Mitchell worth four first-round picks in your mind? Is he or is he not? Also, later on, we've got to get to something involving one of Bart's favorite players that happened. That Stosh is still laughing. Bart and Han,
Willis,
ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Johnny asks on Twitter, why would the Jazz trade Donovan Mitchell? Isn't he the foundation of the team? If you can get four first-round picks for him and you're rebuilding and you know he's going to be miserable being part of a rebuild, that's why you trade him. But if you can't get an overpay, which is certainly what Danny Ainge is banking on, how desperate are teams like the Heat and especially a team like the Knicks? How desperate are they, and how much can I get out of them? That's certainly, I think, what Danny Ainge is playing right now. Let's go to the Bronx and talk to Lewis about this. Lewis.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Bart? What's going on, Han? How's it going?
What's happening?
With it?
Good.
The thing I was going to say was, as far as the Donovan Mitchell thing, I think the Knicks should go ahead and go for it. I mean, he's a superstar already. You partner him up with Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell, you got a shot here. RJ to develop under these two guys. It's a good thing. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I'm a Bulls fan. The other thing I want to talk about, though, because I heard you guys talking about Kyrie earlier. Mm-hmm. My thing with the whole Kyrie pairing him back up with LeBron James thing is this. LeBron is old. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy the whole season, and Kyrie doesn't even want to play. So why is anybody even concerned with where Kyrie is going? To me, Kyrie is like a waste of time now. He wastes everybody's time.
No. This is the thing. See, now Kyrie is put into a corner. He thought he could bully the Nets organization to make him give him a long-term deal. It cost him Kevin Durant, but they're taking back control of their organization. So Kyrie understands if he wants to get $200 million, he wants to get a huge deal, he's going to have to play nice for 1 year and show everybody that he can be a force multiplier. And right now, if you're the Lakers, you're saying, man, listen, we're dumping the Brody, who is horrible. People forget how bad Westbrook acted last year with the coaching staff and benching, and you know his media, his outburst with the media. He was just as big as malcontent as Kyrie was last year. He just was there every day, but that was a bad thing. It was almost better if he wasn't there every day, because he was the worst. He was rated the worst player as far as efficiency, turnovers, you know, all lows.
Yeah, but Kyrie didn't even play.
Yeah, but when he did play,
Russell came to play. That's my whole thing. If you don't show up to play, you're worthless to me. I'm just be honest with you. You're worthless. If you don't show up to play, you're worthless.
But you're not listening. He has to come show up to play because he needs a long-term deal. And when he did play, he put up 27.1 points a game. 27.1. Would you rather have a Brody there every day playing like a bum? Would you rather have Kyrie, who's committed or has to be committed for the money to get the bread?
But I think that's the concern, is, okay, he's going to come here and he'll give us a year, and then we'll be forced to give him a contract because he'll play so well. And everybody will say, you're crazy to let him go. You got to pay him. And then you pay him, and then he goes back to the Brooklyn guy.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Bart, the Dollar Shave Club brings six-blade razor, noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. So Max Scherzer back tonight for the New York Mets. He will get another rehab start, apparently, because he's playing the Reds.
Listen, no.
Took you a minute.
Listen, let's not do that. Let's not do that. We have his future teammate over there, Castillo. Say what's up
your
to Castillo.
Guy, did you see over the weekend your guy, Dom Smith? Did you see the play?
No, what did he do?
Stosh is still watching on loop because it makes him laugh. So it was a crazy play. Stop. He jumped in the air, and somehow the glove went in the air as well.
Well, listen, Dom Smith has been getting in tremendous shape, so he's probably losing a little weight, so he probably has to get a smaller glove.
Yeah, too big. Is that what it is? The glove's
too big. That's just a testament to Dom Smith and his hard work getting in his cardio right.
It was a yard sale. I mean, you had the hat one place, you had the glove over here. Classic. The cleat stayed on his feet. He looked like Charlie Brown.
We've all been there.
Ball goes to the outfield and it hits the stool and goes kicking. Crazy play.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, I know you love Dom Smith.
Yeah, I do.
But Scherzer tonight, and then maybe DeGrom by the end of the month, and then the Mets are ready to go, and we'll see what they could become.
Oh, man, would that be so great for the Subway Series, man?
Well, that would be something.
That would be something.
John's in Pittsburgh. What's up, John?
Hey, I just wanted to just comment on that Jacob DeGrom thing that you and Bart was talking about. Yeah. My question to you is, first question is, Freddie Freeman, he's going to be 33 in September, mm-hmm. and Jacob DeGrom just turned 34, right? Mm-hmm. So how much money did they offer Freddie Freeman? Less than 160 what he took from the Dodgers, correct?
Yeah. So my thing is,
why would they sign DeGrom when they just didn't want to give their franchise player who's been there forever over $160 million? But DeGrom is probably going to command at least $200 million for at least 5 years or 4 years. Exactly. But my thing is, they're cheap. They didn't want to sign a man who's been there for the longest. What makes you think they're going to cough up $200 or excess of $200 million
exactly.
for DeGrom?
Here's a couple of things I think, John. It's not – you bring up a fair question to ask. Number one, Buster only does not tweet things just for the hell of it. So him saying that the Braves would be at the front of the line and that's the belief tells me that there's some intel there that suggests that Atlanta is very hot on him, and that DeGrom might be inclined to consider them instead of staying in New York. I think it's that's why. Like, he's not just throwing it out there for the hell of it. Like, it's hearing something. You know what I mean? And that's why I always
I love that.
I've said this. I believe it. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I love
there's some smoke right here.
I love that. But, you know, but you also have to take in consideration that DeGrom has more value to his team than the Braves may be willing to go. All I got to go is $5 million per more a year. Yeah, I think Cohen would do that because I think it would break the hearts of Met fans if Cohen's supposed to be the godsend that they've always wanted, and they allow the franchise, the face of the franchise, the most beloved Met in recent history, to leave.
Would you let him walk if you can get Shohei Ohtani?
Damn. Nope.
This guy got you. No, you paused.
No, because I'm going to get Castillo.
You're only as loyal as your options, Bart.
That's not true.
Shohei Ohtani.
That's not true, Zaddy.
Uh-huh. I'm just
sure. You're loyal.
That's a question that a lot of Mets fans can't answer like you. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Got him.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.